when I lost my bed.
Size Taylor and the Dominoes and doing their version of a song done by so many bands back then, Larry Williams, Slow Down. And that's a great way to kick off this brand new episode of Ready, Steady, A Go-Go from Mersey Beat to Mod. This is the podcast of music from the British beat era from 1962 to 66. Welcome to the show and thanks for joining me. My name is Michael Lynch and I've got a new batch of records for you. A good batch, I think. Got some rarities, got some bands we haven't heard on here in a while, and I've even got some requests and some British beat versions of songs you know best by American bands. And we'll have a trivia question, and I'll have the answer to the one from the last show, which was our Buddy Holly tribute show, as we were around the 50th anniversary of the plane crash that took his life. And to lead us into this next set, let's hear the Roulettes and their first single from 1962, their only single for Pi. Most of their stuff was on Parlophone. But this is their cover of a song that was made a big rock and roll hit by one of the other singers who lost his life the same night as Buddy Holly.
She used to be my very own. I tried so hard to keep from crying. My heart felt just like lead. She was all I had to live for. Oh, I wish it was me instead. Well, she's gone, she's gone. May God bless her. Find a man quite like me. Oh yeah.
Honeycombs. I'm sure you recognize them right away. Their sound is pretty distinct. And Please Don't Pretend. That was the B-side of Have I the Right, at least in the UK it was. Cops and Robbers before that, and they were doing the old standard St. James Infirmary. I got to admit, the first version of that song I ever heard was the Lily Tomlin version, the classic bit she did on Saturday Night Live. I saw in a rerun. First time I ever heard that song, but that's Cops and Robbers doing it, and you might remember them. We had them once on the show a long time ago doing a pretty bad beat version of I Could Have Danced All Night from My Fair Lady. Well, that one we just heard was a little bit better, St. James Infirmary. And on top, another old standard, La Bamba. We heard it by the Roulettes, honoring Richie Valens, who, as I said before, he died in the same plane crash as Buddy Holly 50 years ago this month. And this is Ready, Steady, A Go-Go. And speaking of Buddy Holly, he was the subject of the last trivia question, the question on the last show. I asked a question about the Beatles' version of his Words of Love. And I said that when the Beatles recorded that song, Ringo did something a little different on that recording. And what was it? I thought for sure I'd get a lot of responses for that. I only got a couple. Well, anyway, the answer is that he did a percussion track by playing a packing case or a suitcase. So that's the answer. He was playing a suitcase. And was that hard? Well, I guess it was, because we only had a few correct entries. We had Jordan Sierra in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Keith Fairhurst in Australia. And the first one in with the right answer was Paul French in Horsham, West Sussex, England. So congratulations, Paul, and to Keith and Jordan and Sierra. And we're going to have another trivia question a little bit later. Right now, we heard the Swingin' Blue Jeans on our last show, and also on the show before that. But in the last few days, I've actually gotten two requests for them for specific songs. So we're going to hear one now, and we'll hear the other one on the next show. And then maybe we'll put the Blue Jeans in the storage bin for a while. But this was the first request. It was for Justin in Toledo, Ohio. And I'm going to let this kick off a special theme set that I'm going to do here. We're going to hear a bunch of cases of British groups covering contemporary American hits. I mean, we've had so many beat groups covering American records from the early days of rock and roll. I mean, just on this show alone, we've already heard versions of La Bamba and Slow Down, you know, 50s tunes. But here they're going to take on songs that were current hits when they recorded them. So here are the Swingin' Blue Jeans to kick it off.
Does she love me? I wanna know.
That's what it is.
Oh yeah, it's in a kiss.
Okay, that's coming off an MP3 that was emailed to me by one of my listeners, so thank you for that. That's the Boston Crabs from early 1966, covering the Lovin' Spoonful classic, You Didn't Have to Be So Nice. And before that, Carl Wayne and the Vikings doing the Temptations classic, My Girl. That wasn't bad. I thought it was a pretty good version. I thought it was better than the Stones version. We had the Liverbirds in there, too, and He's About a Mover. They changed the gender, of course. He's About a Mover, the Sir Douglas Quintet classic. And up on top, by request, it's Inner Kiss by the Swingin' Blue Jeans, the Betty Everett song, the Shoop Shoop song. And this is Ready, Steady, a Go-Go, and it's time for a trivia question. I'm going to ask this question, and if you know the answer, you can send it to me at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. And if you're right, I'll mention you on the next show. And if you're the first one in with the right answer, you get a special mention. So here's the question for this week. We heard a song by the Boston Crabs before, and their lead singer was Jeff Motlow. And before the Boston Crabs, he led a band called Jeff Mott and the Mottos, and they never made any records. In fact, they only ever did one gig. But their guitarist and their bassist went on to form what became one of the most famous rock bands of all time. Name that band, and the two guys from that band, name the very famous band that was formed by two ex-members of Jeff Mott and the Mottos, the guitarist and the bass player, and name those members. ReadySteadyAGoGo@yahoo.com if you can do it. All right, let's play a few more records. Last week we heard Mike Berry and the Innocents singing a tribute to Buddy Holly. Well, here's another record by them.
Whenever I feel blue,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's always over you,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
you're always so unkind, it's why you're on my mind,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
I don't ask much of you,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
just will it please be true, still be on my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I hold you in my arms, you know you're driving me insane. If my heart should break it to you, you know you'll be the one to blame. One day I hope you'll see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your love was meant for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I would be so blind. You won't be on my mind.
Yeah.
tree. Your mother saw you sticking pins into a photo of me. Well, I may not be a genius, I may even be a bore, but it wouldn't take a Sherlock Holmes to see that you don't love me anymore. You don't love me anymore. About 2 weeks ago, when I met you at a cafe to take you to a show. Well, I was 10 minutes late. Well, was that a disgrace? Did you have to pick my pie up and push it in my face? Well, was it something I done, or maybe something I said, or something you invented in your evil little head? Or was it just that you've got tired of me? It was a very small car and a very big tree. Perhaps I've got things wrong and I'm acting like a clown. And maybe you were driving that truck that ran me down. But I don't see why a truck should come in through my front door. All this leads me to believe that maybe, baby, you don't love me anymore. You don't love me anymore. For old times, you said. The doctor drank my milk and then he fell to the floor, which confirms my suspicions. Maybe, baby, you don't love me anymore. You don't love me anymore.
That's Dave Curtis and the Tremors, a funny little song there, You Don't Love Me Anymore. It's from 1963. Dave Curtis was the bass player and the singer. In fact, in 1968, I guess it was, Dave Curtis was really briefly considered for Deep Purple. They were forming at the time, but for whatever reason, he didn't make the final cut. He was going to be their lead singer. And another Dave before that we heard was Dave Clark, Dave Clark 5, of course, I Never Will. It's a good rocker from the Try Too Hard album in America from 1966. And Mike Berry and the Innocents on top, On My Mind. And that's going to do it for this episode. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks, and check my page at nanker.podomatic.com for new episodes, and always check out the other podcasts I have links to, such as Jim's Childhood 60s. He always has some great 60s rock, lots of great obscurities, lots of overlooked music that Jim's helping finally get the exposure didn't get at the time. So check his show out. And also Back from the Bin with Richard Bunky Bell. He does a great show, too. And there's also Toffee Sunday Smash. That's a great show with Andy Morton, looking more into the psychedelic scene of England in the late 60s. And for psychedelia from all over, check out Plastic Tales from the Marshmallow Dimension. You can find links to all these shows on the right side of my page at nanker.podomatic.com. Well, thanks again for listening, and thanks all of you for your email. I'm really, really behind in replying. I'm sorry about that, but I do read everything that comes in. I do appreciate you writing. And you can write to me, too, at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. And we're going to go out this week with an instrumental from the Dakotas without Billy Jay, and it's called Oh Yeah. So thanks again, everybody, and I'll catch you next time.